He's smothering curses into the mattress, and the black boy sitting on his head saying, "That's right, Mr. Tabor, that's right." The nurse comes down the hall, smearing Vaseline on a long needle, pulls the door shut so they're out of sight for a second, then comes right back out, wiping the needle on a shred of Tabor's pants. She's left the Vaseline jar in the room. Before the black boy can close the door after her, I see the one still sitting on Tabor's head, dabbing at him with a Kleenex. They're in there a long time before the door opens up again, and they come out, carrying him across the hall to the lab. His greens are ripped clear off now, and he's wrapped up in a damp sheet. 9 o'clock, young residents wearing leather elbows talk to acutes for 15 minutes about what they did when they were little boys. The big nurse is suspicious of the crew-cut looks of these residents, and that 15 minutes they are on the ward is a tough time for her. While they're around, the machinery goes to fumbling, and she is scowling and making notes to check the records of these boys for old traffic violations and the like. 9:50, the residents leave, and the machinery hums up smooth again. The nurse watches the day room from her glass case. The scene before her takes on that blue steel clarity again, that clean, orderly movement of a cartoon comedy. Tabor is wheeled out of the lab on a gurney bed. "We had to give him another shot when he started coming up during the spine tap," the technician tells her. "What do you say we take him right on over to Building 1 and buzz him with EST while we're at it? That way not waste the extra second all."
"I think it is an excellent suggestion. Maybe after that take him to the electroencephalograph and check his head. We may find evidence of a need for brain work."
The technicians go trotting off, pushing the man on the gurney like cartoon men, or like puppets, mechanical puppets in one of those Punch and Judy acts where it's supposed to be funny to see the puppet beat up the devil and swallowed headfirst by a smiling alligator. 10 o'clock, the mail comes up. Sometimes you get the torn envelope. 10:30, public relation comes in with a ladies' club following him. He claps his fat hands at the day room door. "Oh, hello, guys. Stiff lip, stiff lip. Look around, girls. Isn't it clean, so bright? This is Miss Ratched. I chose this ward because it's her ward. She's girls just like a mother. Not that I mean age, but you girls understand." Public relations shirt collar is so tight it bloats his face up when he laughs, and he's laughing most of the time. I don't ever know what at, laughing high and fast like he wishes he could stop but can't do it. And his face bloated up red and round as a balloon with a face painted on it. He got no hair on his face and none on his head to speak of. It looks like he glued some on once, but it kept slipping off and getting in his cuffs and his shirt pocket and down his collar. Maybe that's why he keeps his collar so tight, to keep the little pieces of hair from falling down in there.